day.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. Called the radio.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out LaserCopy's website at LaserCopyInc.com and on Facebook. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a nice series of days. Tonight will be relatively cool and comfortable with the overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer. We'll be in the mid-80s for our high temperatures. Humidity still good. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area tomorrow. We'll be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. And each day, there'll be a few of those random pop-up afternoon and evening heat of the day thunderstorms around, but most towns will stay dry. Not much change for Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Hey, are you mad?
No, I'm not mad.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. What could be wrong?
Well, sometimes I think I can gauge how mad you are with how many times the vacuum cleaner hits the door.
No, everything's just great. Just, you know, cleaning the house again.
Oh, okay.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
sleeps in my car, just sitting in my backyard. Everyone has to stay home because everything's closed.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucker, the host, Greg Nadel. We're going to bomb hours tonight. Rosie's here, Seth on the way.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeff as well. Well, I was just scrolling through my Facebook post for the day. By the way, the market finished up nicely today. And we'll talk to Brand about that in a couple of hours. Stocks surging as states reopen economies. I understand we've had a spike in cases here. I think I know how that happened. I think I'm just, you can take it for what it's worth. I can't say that it's a hardcore fact, but I think some of it came from exposure in the medical community, some nurses. That's what I've heard. And they're on the front line. So I hope everybody that's dealing with this recovers and gets home. But I think the mayor did the right thing by not shutting the city down again. Can't do it. And it just gets more confusing every day. Today, there's a story that refutes the idea that COVID can be spread on surfaces, which is going to be bad news for the queen of Clorox in my studio here. I say that in a
loving way.
Yeah. Because the information changes every day. I was listening to Mad Dog for a few minutes on the way in. Had Joey and Dan on in the house while I was taking care of business there. I'm just going to say this. If baseball, which is a sport that has been in decline popularity-wise, especially in the short attention span era that we are, it's probably permanent. I mean, that's the way life is. It evolves. If they don't come out with a plan by the weekend saying we're going to get the players back to camp, get them in shape on June 10th or 15th, and we're going to start playing on the 1st or 4th of July, they may as well cancel the damn season. Because part of it, part of the love for baseball is the timing. As it is, it's going to be ridiculously short, but better some than none. The basketball players like LeBron, and they're all saying, we want to play. We want to get back out there. Figure it out. We want to finish the season. We want to have our playoffs and crown a champion and do all of that, fans or no fans. I'm not hearing that from baseball people. You know, the players, God, come on, figure it out. We want to get back out there and do what we do for a living. And make some money. Nobody's against that. Instead, we're hearing about unions and grievances and... And again, the irony here is that while baseball may not be a direct contact sport like football, Bob Baumhauer would be the first to tell you that he couldn't play it. He wouldn't be interested in standing 60 feet, 6 inches away from somebody throwing a rock-hard object at 90 miles an hour, unsure of where it might go. It hurts to get hit by a pitch, I know, because I played.
Yeah.
So, all of this, this biosphere that they think they can play in and be completely safe while they're running into walls, getting hit by pitches, sliding, tumbling into the stands. You know, I want to hear some passion for the game, or I'm just going to lose interest. If they don't seem to care whether they play or not, why should I? And again, it sure doesn't look good. We're going to have somebody from the Biscuits in the house with us Friday.
Yay.
Friday morning, and hopefully we'll get some insights there as to if there's any possibility of a minor league season. Because a couple more weeks, Biscuits and the Southern League would be getting ready for their All-Star game. And that ain't happening. Spring training ended on March 16th, and that was that. So who knows? There's a lot to figure out. But the world is coming back, and the people who are committing political suicide are your friends in the Democratic Party. The governor of Illinois today, or maybe it was yesterday, said he will... any business that violates his lockdown order, he will throw the owner in jail for a year. Think about that. These are the same people that are letting sexual predators, felons, all kinds of bad guys out so they don't get the COVID-19, but he's going to put a mom-and-pop store owner in jail for a year for defying him. Tyrants, Michigan, same thing. I mean, she's relented a little, but she's still, you know, got this, I'm the governor. Pretty pathetic. So it just gets more interesting by the day. But if you look at the people who put their money where their future is, which is the market, it's recovered about half or more of its losses. It's actually starting to get back into bullish territory, so that's good. CDC releases detailed reopening guidelines for restaurants, schools, and mass transit systems. The CDC, that's the group that now says, well, we're not sure about, COVID spreading on surfaces. Ooh, Hunter Biden probe subpoenas approved. Good. Maybe there will be some justice after all.
There will be.
Oh, I should have mentioned when I was talking about the governor of Illinois, the Illinois State Police said, we will not enforce that. We're not going to do it. We're not going to go haul off a small business owner for defying the lockdown. And again, the quandary there, and it's the same in Virginia, where the people went to the beach there, despite Governor Blackface having them closed. You have states that are largely rural, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin. The courts there told the governor to screw off. So they reopen, despite what the governor wanted to do. And I really believe the Democrats are so committed to their power that they think it's an advantage to lock everything down and keep the economy dead to kill Trump in November. They're that dedicated. I wish we were as dedicated to our fundamental. The only person that really shows that is the president himself. He just keeps punching, man. With the entirety of the media against him and, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, God. She works right next to Jerry Nadler. I wonder if she's ever called him morbidly obese.
Probably not.
But he is, or was. He had to have his stomach stapled to knock off some of the weight he was lugging around. I got a thing from her here today. She was slurring as she lashed out at childish Trump. Shall we see what Nancy had to say? Our esteemed shrieker of the house. I really would like to catch a... Here it is.
Thank you.
On a different topic, and because you brought it up on Twitter again today, is it appropriate for the president...
What's in that glass? Is that water or vodka?
I'm sorry, to do what?
You're going
to
get what?
TV host of murder on Twitter?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Hey.
What did he do?
Thank you.
The Judge Scarborough issue. He tweeted last Tuesday that he wondered if he'd gotten away with murder. He retweeted this morning about Psycho Joe.
Are you talking about Joe Scarborough?
Yes. It's appropriate for the president to do that.
You're asking me about the appropriateness of the actions of this president of the United States?
Uh-huh.
So completely inappropriate in so many ways that it's almost a given. It's like a child who comes in with mud on their pants or something. That's the way it is. They're outside playing. That's what he comes in with doggy do on his shoes, and everybody who works with him has that on their shoes too for a very long time to come. So I don't know. I hear doctors talk to me about saying, what's the matter with him? The things he says are so inappropriate for a president of the United States. The comments he makes about women. So inappropriate. So, no, I don't think it's appropriate. But, again, there's a market for it, obviously, and that's what he plays to.
Oh, yeah, that
what
would
if
be
there's
us.
A word somebody used to me? They said you would understand it better if you knew what a confabulator is.
A what?
Confabulator.
A what?
Confabulator is.
Oh, is that what that
Look
is?
Look at the word confabulator. Somebody just really doesn't even know what the truth is.
Like
and
you.
Just says anything. And because he says it, then he believes it. But this, you know what? Forget about him. This is about, how
him.
We go forward.
She sounds like
to help save
here
lives,
in a bar at around,
save the livelihood of our people by saving our economy and how we prepare ourselves to go into the future in a very positive way. It's just something that is in our midst that we have to deal with, and we would hope that the American people would see very clearly whatever they think of him, love him or not, love yourself, vote for your interests. Because if you're a person who's lost your job through no fault of your own, this Heroes Bill, this Heroes Act, this bill's for you.
It's got nothing
if
to
you're
do.
Somebody who-
it's got nothing to do with that. It's all about mail-in balloting and illegals and, oh, God, so we can vote for...
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Yeah. By the way, the governor of Illinois is on the line. He's got a message for you.
Get in my belly!
We have our first... Randall? What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Man. It's almost comical. You think of the people that you know what I mean? That does all these news clippings and the health directors. And you just take a picture of all the health directors on TV and put them aside. It's almost like it's just a big joke, and they're laughing at us because we're sitting here taking it. But on the overcrowding in Montgomery, I think we're gonna find out. I think it's the real reason is because of a dispensary of Medicaid. But I think they brought a whole nursing home from Tallahassee to the hospital in Montgomery. And another nursing home from another rural county that didn't have the capability to take care of them. It ain't nothing to do with that they didn't do it right, I guess, here. They just want to make it look like that rural health care is not out here, and the only way we can get it is fan Medicaid. And it's like they're working hand-in-hand together to get that done. And if you kind of take a look, the states that are getting crapped on the most by the media are saying that they have an uptick in cases that are the ones who didn't expand Medicaid. And the rest of them, they kind of leaving alone. And... I think that's what it's about, and maybe throwing out that they're going to spend $200 million on a state house, and it's joking with it. I make us think when they say, "Hey, we're going to take $200 million and spend Medicaid," it would be all right with it because we're helping everybody, and we ain't just helping the state vote. But I think that's what's coming, and I don't know no other. I mean, ain't nobody else brought a real reason how to save rural health care. I mean, you see how hospitals do close down. Is it because people ain't sick out here?
Hospitals are closing down and laying off thousands of people all over the country because they're not allowed to do elective surgeries. And I got news for you. If a doctor tells me you got a lump that needs to come out, I don't consider that an elective surgery moment. I consider that a crisis. And I would like to have that done now.
Right now.
Not when the coronavirus dies down and the governor says it's okay to have a surgery. I can't believe that. I was reading it. Thank you for the call, Rand. I got to take the first break. Somebody needed their teeth cleaned and called, made an appointment, and then was called back saying, "We're not allowed to clean teeth right now." What the hell is wrong with these people? Have you ever been to a dentist's office that didn't smell like cloves? It's one of the almost overwhelmingly clean places you'll ever go. And they've always used masks
and gloves
and PPE
and glasses.
So why do they have to shut down? That's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard.
Hello.
There you go.
All right.
See, I don't have. Instead of screaming, I'll just.
Hello.
Yeah, I was once involved with somebody who accused me of harumphing a lot. Harumph. Georgia Floors Direct has not been closed. They've been open, and they've always been, you know, with the coronavirus, you know, when you're going to buy flooring, you kind of need to know what the texture is like, what the feel is for it. And they've been, you know, disinfecting everything once it's been handled. But, and of course, social distancing is no issue there because it's just a gigantic warehouse. Hundreds of room remnants, all types of flooring. Everything they carry are popular styles that people want. So if you've been thinking about upgrading a room or your entire house or swapping out one type of flooring for another, by the way, their installers do an amazing job. They all work for Georgia Floors Direct, and they are perfectionists to the letter. So their installations are excellent. The pricing is true wholesale. There's no middlemen. Georgia Floors Direct has everything brought in straight from the factory, so there's not somebody in between taking their cut. And since they just absorbed the inventory of a place that went out of business, they've got some below wholesale prices as well. So you could probably get a lot done for a lot less than you would think. Only way to find out is to stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Bomb hours tonight. Speaking of the Boulevard, right after the show.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the King of Clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King. The King of Clean.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
O'Reilly. Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
IKEA introduces the perfect piece of furniture during the quarantine. It's the lounge and sip wine bag chair. Think waterbed meets beanbag chair, only instead of microbeads or compressed foam, it's filled with your choice of Chablis, Chardonnay, Merlot, Zin, or Cabernet. Comes with a 3-foot retractable straw hose that allows you to binge watch entire seasons, all without leaving your big cushy chair filled with vino.
This quarantine thing is not so bad. I love this chair.
The Lounge and Sip Wine Bag Chair. Order yours now so you'll be ready for round two.
Your lady sounds just like Nancy Pelosi.
I knew you were going to say that.
Me and my loneliness.
Yeah. Drunk. That's something I want to discuss later.
Okay.
Because, we talked about this well more than a month ago. The media is more interested in using this coronavirus to destroy Trump's presidency. That's a given. Nobody, though, has really offered us much in the way of far-sighted thinking with the lockdowns. Nobody's asking these blue state governors, well, what's your plan? You got people that are losing businesses, their livelihoods. Who's going to take care of them? Fat bastard. Who's going to do that? And among the things I got a list we'll have after the next break, 70 things about the lockdown that are disastrous. Among them is a spike in relapses of people who are trying to stay sober who have been unable to do it because you can't go to the meetings you're supposed to go to stay sober. So what would you rather die from? Alcohol toxemia or schmutz at an AA meeting house or a 12-step program? That's what's happening. Got a clip here with Ted Cruz. This goes to the Flynn situation. Give Ted credit. You know, he rock solid conservative. I think he'd be a great, oh God, you want to see liberal heads explode? Watch Trump appoint him to the Supreme Court. That would be awesome, beyond my ability. Nobody, what are they going to get him on? If you don't like him, you must be anti-Hispanic, right? His last name is Cruz.
Right.
Except you lose your Spanish heritage if you're a Republican. What's wrong with you? How could you do that? The man knows the Constitution and the law better than any elected official I've ever heard in my life. And he had a few things to say about the whole Flynn debacle.
Senator, the last time that we spoke, the biggest story of the day was the exoneration of Michael Flynn, President Trump's first national security advisor. The DOJ dropped the case into him. The FBI set him up. This was a huge miscarriage of justice, but thankfully, the case was being dismissed until I just read a headline that the judge is not letting go of the case, even though the prosecution said that they were pulling out of it. Can you explain to me how that's even possible, what's going on?
It is ridiculous. This federal judge, we've seen too many judges on the bench behaving like they're members of the resistance and signing up to really the partisan objective of attacking the president and this administration. Listen, everything about this Michael Flynn investigation and prosecution stinks from the get-go. And what has come public in the last couple of weeks is stunning. What we now know is, number one, Attorney General Bill Barr, when he came in, assigned a U.S. attorney who is a longtime experienced veteran with the FBI and the Department of Justice to go and go look at this case and make sure nothing untoward happened. And he went and investigated, and they were horrified by what they found. They found that the FBI agents going after Michael Flynn, number one, the FBI was going to dismiss the case because they didn't have any evidence. And then Peter Strzok, who we've seen is a rabidly partisan Trump hater, stopped it from being closed and said how lucky they were that their incompetence, that's his word, was such that it saved them from closing the case. And they decided, all right, let's go interview him and see if we can somehow entrap him in a lie in order to, and this is the FBI's own notes, get him fired. Get him to lie so we can get him fired. That's not the FBI's job.
Right.
Why are they trying to get the national security advisor for the newly elected president fired? So that came out initially. But it gets worse. And by the way, James Comey bragged, the old FBI director bragged in an interview how essentially he suckered General Flynn, who's a decorated three-star general, by the way, who's spent his whole life fighting to defend this country. They suckered General Flynn into this interview where they said, oh, you don't need a lawyer. No, 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 you don't need to tell the White House counsel about it. We're just coming to chat.
Just to chit-chat.
And actually, Comey said something to the effect of, you know, a White House that knew what they were doing would never have fallen for this. Of course, they did this right after Trump was elected, right when they're getting started, when they're getting their team in place. But it's worse than that. What's come out in this last week are two things that are beyond stunning. One, we know that there was a January 5th meeting in the White House with President Obama, that President Obama was directly part of the meeting where it was discussed with senior law enforcement and intelligence. They were targeting the national security advisor for the incoming president. Not only that, we know that Joe Biden was at that meeting, and stunningly, that Joe Biden personally directed the unmasking of General Flynn. Let's unmask his name. Normally, the intelligence reports, the intercepts come around with names blocked out. Joe Biden personally said, unmask him. Let's see his name. And then on top of that, in the last week of the Obama administration, Susan Rice, the national security advisor, sent an email to herself and to the intelligence community saying, under the directions of President Obama, and she made this clear, this was coming from Barack Obama himself, you may not be able to share certain aspects of national security information concerning Russia with the incoming president. What in the hell? This has never happened in the history of our country, an outgoing administration launching a political investigation, a political persecution, and telling all of the deep state bureaucrats, when the new president comes in, he's not your president.
That's powerful stuff, but it's all starting to unwind. Like I've always used that famous metaphor, like a fart under a comforter, it's eventually going to find a way out. Sam.
Greg, good to hear your voice. And you put on a good show. Glad to hear you're getting back and having the weekly get-together again at Baumhauer's.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Like I said, why I called, it hit me earlier. It just hit me. Our interest, your interest, my interest, none of that matters. The country has got to stay shut down. No sport. The left wants people to be just absolutely miserable as possible because nothing matters except getting rid of Trump. And it just, I believe the memo's been circulated and it's just going to be awful over the next few months. I just got that feeling, and that was my chime in. But I enjoy your show, Greg.
Thanks. I want justice. I want justice for the general, and I want these plotters. I mean, Barr only said he wasn't going to go after Obama and Biden, which means guys like James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page,
John Brennan,
Clapper. What about them? Let's hope that they've got a bullseye on their back. And Durham, could you get at least one more picture of yourself out in the public domain? It's the same photo. It's like this guy doesn't... He's like a vampire. He can't be photographed. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You notice heat, humidity back. Memorial weekend's going to be hot. It's always good to go through the summer, starting it with a system that's tuned. I was so pleased. Our first electric bill with the warmer weather was for $198. At the corresponding time last year, it was $329. It's not because the weather was that different. It's because we had the system tuned this year ahead of the season. Last year, we found out way too late and after a lot of wasted money that our system was extremely clogged up with grass clippings. Even the inside unit was not, that's kind of on us because we're Clark's Club members. I just neglected to get them out in a timely way, and I ended up paying for it. So I'm saying, as you buy a Clark's Club membership for $159, you're going to get that back in savings on your energy costs. easily. If you need a repair, you get a discount on parts and labor. And the guarantee of priority service if something goes wrong. And when the weather is hot in Alabama and all of a sudden your house is as hot inside as it is outside, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or maybe the day after. You want to hear now. And that's what Clark's will tell you. We're on the way. 277-2125 is the number to call for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbers, too. Very talented. Excellent at what they do. All thoroughly vetted, drug tested on an ongoing basis. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. We are up to, as we go to the traffic accident tote board. 29.
Wow.
And that's just 6 to 9 a.m., 3 to 6. With Wendell in the driver's seat, let's see what's new.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We pinpointed that accident near I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard. It's going to be near Woodmere Boulevard as you approach I-85. Please use caution in that area. They're calling it a major crash. We're seeing a good bit of backup now on the maps towards Vaughn Road. Avoid that area if at all possible while they clean that up. New accident into us. This one is on Zelda Road, right near the Publix. An accident involving a pedestrian. Please use caution around the Publix there on Zelda. Avoid that area if you can for just a little bit. We've got a lot of traffic on the East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist all the way to Narrow Lane Road this afternoon. A lot of congestion on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit with moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Premier Place Shopping Center, open for business. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, Shoe Station, Cato, and more. It's all at Premier Place Shopping Center, Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Tomorrow on Fox, two new shows, one fantastic night. First, join the biggest stars in their homes watching the best parts of your favorite shows. An all-new celebrity watch party. Then, Fox gives birth to a new kind of dating show because she's not just looking for love.
I want to have a baby this year.
She's looking to start a family.
Help me.
The premiere of Labor of Love. It's an all-new night. Tomorrow, only on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed expressing concern as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in the county while the number of available ICU hospital beds drops. Reed says the local health care system is at a critical point, having to divert acute patients to Birmingham because of an ICU bed shortage. The Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $133,000 in grants today to 25 Central Alabama nonprofits that provide family, food, and medical services support. The money comes in handy as organizations help people affected by the pandemic. There is a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a Macon County cold case from 1998. Sylvia Dowdell, the mother of seven, was shot and killed, her body left under a bridge on County Road 22. After all these years, family members still fighting for justice. Contact the Macon County Sheriff's Office if you have any information that could help find her killer. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a nice series of days. Tonight will be relatively cool and comfortable with the overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer. We'll be in the mid-80s for our high temperatures. Humidity still good. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area tomorrow. We'll be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. And each day, there'll be a few of those random pop-up afternoon and evening heat of the day thunderstorms around, but most towns will stay dry. Not much change for Memorial Day Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have no commute. I wear a tracksuit and work from my lazy boy chair. They said stay at home and spend time alone. A pandemic had just been declared. I ordered supplies from Amazon Prime. Got Netflix to stay entertained. I got plenty of food and toilet tissue, so I'll just stay in my domain. I'm just fine not going places. They deliver beer. I got two cases. I'll be okay for a couple days. And I'm not big on crowded spaces. I don't want to see y'all's ugly faces. Oh, I'm just fine not going.
I was going to have her on at 3:35, but my time management skills suck today, so it'll be 4:05. And I'm going to make darn sure we're close to on time. But I do want to get that Ted Cruz clip on so that we can feed our appetite for justice.
Yes.
I do think it's going to happen.
It is.
I almost believe Trump knows when it's going to happen. He's the conductor. He's got this. I mean, it's not a political hit. What was done was done. We have known this for 3 years. But now, finally, evidence is coming out, thanks to Grinnell. And these documents are being released that shows very clearly, there's no doubt about it, Obama went at, he wanted to sabotage Trump's presidency before it even started. And Susan Rice with that stupid, I mean, why not send yourself an email that says, I robbed a bank today and I got $8,000. I just sent myself this so I would be by the book. I wouldn't forget. So I wouldn't cheat myself. How stupid. But, and it's like, all right, so who's Joe going to pick for his running mate? Because we know that's our next president if we really get dumb and elect him. And he's had meetings with Gretchen Whitmer. I can't think of a better choice. Go ahead, pick her. Please, put her on the ticket. because you'll lose Michigan, for starters. She is very, very unpopular in Michigan right now. And instead of backing off and showing some empathy for people who have been out of work, locked up in their homes through all kinds of weather, with huge financial uncertainty hanging over them, she's doubling down. That's how liberals are, man. They're tyrants. Intolerant tyrants. By the way, in Denmark, the leadership there has declared that 3 feet is adequate social distancing. That's another thing about this. You've got different things going on, not only within our own country, where all the blue states are keeping their citizens. There's a recall petition in L.A. for the mayor of that town.
Well, there should be.
He apparently has no clue that
until
he's made himself.
Until there's a cure.
Even surfers, let's face it, surfers, you've probably known some in your California
time.
Oh,
yes.
They tend to be
out there.
Yeah. kind of deep end left. I spent time in California.
Yeah, dude.
So he's losing that. Yeah. He's losing them. There's a picture of Gavin Newsom, who I will say is a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
He may be the best-looking governor of all 57 states, but one of those street artists out there did a big poster of him with a Hitler mustache in protesting the, pulling people out of the water who want to surf. Because we all know that if you surf, you're almost certainly going to die from the coronavirus. It's kind of starting to sink in a little bit. Who's all about liberty and freedom? Because sometimes you don't know what those things are until somebody takes them away. I remember how nervous I was coming to work the first morning of the curfew. I was certain I would be pulled over, only because there aren't supposed to be any cars out. So if you're out and there's an officer in the area, I guess in a curfew, they can at least check your ID and ask why you're out. In fact, the first day I didn't even leave before 5 a.m. And I got tired of that after one day, so I went back to my schedule. I've never been...
It wrecks your schedule.
Yeah, it is, especially when you got to make a healthy breakfast for your coworkers. You see the BLT?
I did.
That was a forced stripper for those boys. Mm-hmm. They deserved it. Oh, there's Dennis Miller. I wonder what he's saying. Because I like Dennis Miller. He's funny.
I do, too.
We'll have Jacqueline Tomlinson on right around 4:05. Right now, it's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm feeling really unpopular here today. I really am.
Well, let me tell you this. What? I ran into an old friend at the post office this morning.
Yes.
And he told me how much he loves listening to you. What a great guy he thought you were.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm getting paranoid because I just haven't had the reaction I usually see on Facebook. There's some good stuff there. I love the Babylon Bee. You know, for Christians and conservatives, it's great because they harpoon. I got a picture of this very itchy-looking woman. I can't believe Christians think it's safe to go back to church, says woman in line at Walmart. I mean, that's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I can't have the churches open. Well, they're, in packed warehouse stores with stuff that's been touched multiple times by people. And now today, the CDC is not so sure that it can survive on services. If you're confused, I think that's the most natural condition you can be in. Unconfuse yourself with us tonight at Baumhauer's after the show. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that does wonderful, noble work. And I've always said, please, when you have a minute, look them up on Facebook and like them. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But, man, it is literally a house of invention, because when somebody loses mobility from a car accident or a fall or even a surgery gone bad, there's a lot of ways it can happen. If you thought about it too much, you can make yourself crazy. They're in the business of helping people restore choices to their lives. Simple things that we take for granted, getting up and down the stairs. They do chair lifts for stairs for people who are facing a long-term recovery. And if you got to go through it, much better, much healthier mentally for the person to be able to do it in the home they've lived in and loved, as opposed to having to be forced somewhere else because, well, it's just not that safe. Golf Stays Mobility corrects that, makes those situations safe. They build customized motorized equipment for people because with loss of mobility, it's very imprecise. There's no one-size-fits-all approach that can work. So everything they do is customized. They've even put people back on the road with voice command technologies that allow them to drive as safely as anybody else, because that's not much of a compliment these days with the number of accidents we've seen already this week. With no bad weather or anything else, I really think you can feel it. The mental condition has been a little bit damaged, at least for the time being. That's why getting back to Baumhauer's tonight, I think, will be a lift for everybody. Gulf States Mobility, they're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. And do take that moment and look them up and like them on Facebook. Thank you.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model's right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 Imperial Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
I got ketchup and burgers, the buns are in my hand. My chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a
crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A three-day weekend party. The unofficial start of summer. Ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits. The beer's on the way. 'Cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Gee, it's been a long time since I've had a rousing game of horseshoes. Used to play that at Memorial Day picnics in Illinois, when it was a nice place to live, every Memorial Day, we would go out to the same grove, and we had badminton, softball, and horseshoes, and we would do all three. My dad had a tiny little grill, and we would, you know, do burgers and dogs.
Those little hibachi deals?
Always stopped at the cemetery. I told you the lame-ass story about how I used to take dates out to that cemetery in the middle of nowhere.
To meet your grandparents?
To meet my great-grandparents. The Files. Arnold. My great-grandfather. I forget what her name was. Emma? We would always stop by there. Of course, we were kids, so we would play leapfrog over the headstones and do all this stuff. We would talk to them, but, you know. Not to be disrespectful, but we would help Grandma with planting flowers and stuff around those graves. I remember it was so weird because you're a dopey kid. What do you know? Went out there for Memorial Day one year and went to the cemetery as always. In fact, they never even paved the roads between the graves. Still is, as far as I know, a gravel road. And we pull up and there's a headstone there with Grandma and Grandpa's names on it with no dates. So what are you doing that for? Well, we're going to be there someday. We may as well plan ahead. That was free. And then time goes by so fast, man. It's 25 years. And that was... there's a magazine column in there somewhere in a story.
I'm sure there is.
Hey, I better get...